Genesis 18. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said,
"My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant."
So they said,
"Do as you have said."
And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah, and said,
"Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour. Knead it, and make cakes."
Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk, and the calf that he had prepared, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him,
"Where is your wife Sarah?"
And he said,
"There, in the tent."
Then one said,
"I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son."
And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying,
"After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure?"
The Lord said to Abraham,
"Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son."
But Sarah denied, saying,
"I did not laugh."
For she was afraid. He said,
"Oh yes, you did laugh."
Then the men set out from there, and they looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to set them on their way. The Lord said,
"Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do, seeing that Abraham shall become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? No, for I have chosen him, that he may charge his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring about for Abraham what he has promised him."
Then the Lord said,
"How great is the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah, and how very grave their sin. I must go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me, and if not, I will know."
So the men turned from there and went toward Sodom, while Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham came near and said,
"Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not forgive it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?"
And the Lord said,
"If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will forgive the whole place for their sake."
Abraham answered,
"Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5?
And he said,
"I will not destroy it if I find 45 there."
Again he spoke to him,
"Suppose 40 are found there."
He answered,
"For the sake of 40, I will not do it."
Then he said,
"Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak. Suppose 30 are found there."
He answered,
"I will not do it if I find 30 there."
He said,
"Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there."
He answered,
"For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it."
Then he said,
"Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak just once more. Suppose 10 are found there."
He answered,
"For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it.
And the Lord went his way when he had finished speaking to Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place.